Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Delire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together.
Hello and welcome to episode 59, where today we are going to talk about loving someone who abuses drugs or alcohol. You know, I have had this discussion in many different ways with clients, those who have been addicted, those who have someone in their life who is addicted or abuses drugs and alcohol, may not necessarily be at the addiction point or may be at a very destructive point. So this sort of runs the gamut of topics discussed with various clients throughout years. You know, there are many reasons behind why substance abuse addiction is there. And there are different types of people who are addicts. Some addicts trace the beginning of their addiction to adolescent insecurities and succumbing to peer pressure, or simply using addiction as an escape. Others develop dependence from poor pain management following illness or injury. And many professionals find substance abuse blooms slowly while holding the pressure of their careers at bay. Yeah, it happens. Whether the addict in your life is your partner, parent, a sibling, friend, a child, maintaining a relationship with a person with substance abuse will present a lot of challenges for you. And if you love someone who abuses drugs or alcohol, their dependence becomes an unavoidable part of your life.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Let's talk about some boundaries. You will inevitably be forced to define and defend your own boundaries regarding the addict in your life's behavior. If the person with substance abuse issue is your partner, this may mean severing joint bank accounts or restricting your partner's time around your children while they may be drinking or they're high. Many people who love someone with substance abuse problems find themselves practicing very tough love, which means you will not allow yourself to be the fallback person in the addict's life when they lose a job, when they can't make rent, or they end up arrested in connection with their substance abuse. Offering assistance in the form of money only facilitates the addiction to continue. Instead, you can emphasize offers of support that will aid in recovery, such as watching the kids while the addict attends AA or NA meetings, offering a ride to work if a new job is secured, and removing any alcohol from your home. Expect your boundaries to be tested over and over and over again, and understand that your adherence to these boundaries means you care about the addict's life improving, because it will only also improve yours. There will be lies told. Addicts lie to cover their addiction. They live in a world of shame and guilt. There will be lies about missing money or your missing possessions sold to feed their addiction. There will be lies about time spent away from you or missing important occasions because the addict was drunk or high. Lies will come about the addict's recovery process and setbacks in those efforts. These lies will hurt. You'll feel betrayed, and you'll feel like the addict doesn't care about you. That actually isn't true. Addiction is a vice holding the addict tightly and hostage. It takes enormous strength and determination for an addict to break free. They basically need to get really sick of their own bullshit. The lies you are told are not meant to hurt you, but forgiving them may be a difficult process for you. And allow yourself that process. The addict isn't the only one who needs your understanding and kindness. You need to give yourself permission to be angry and also space to heal it too. There will be issues around money. One of the biggest tolls loving someone with substance abuse issues takes is a financial one. The partner supporting a household alone because the addict is incapable of contributing, the parent bailing out the addicted adult child again and again, the friend who borrows money that is never returned, or even the adult child of an addicted parent can feel the financial strain. The sooner you set money restrictions with an addict in your life, the better. And it may seem harsh, and again, it's tough love. Stepping in to take care of someone with a substance abuse issue will break the bank for you, as well as your heart. There will be heartache, and there will be hope. We all have a tendency to look at someone else's life and form many opinions about what we think they could do to make their lives better. Whether we're talking about addiction or not, you cannot control someone else's life. You can't love them into recovery. You can't love them into making changes. You can't love them enough for them to see their own destruction. When you love someone who abuses drugs or alcohol, you inevitably find the addiction a factor in your own life. Witnessing someone you love on the brink of destroying themselves is absolutely devastating. There will be moments when even trying to stay hopeful of recovery will seem to only set you up for more heartache. And this is where I say, seek therapy for yourself. You can continue to promote the addict's recovery, stick to your own boundaries, and take care of yourself in the process. Remember, you can't love someone into changing who they are. You can't love them so much that they see the error in their ways. You can continue to love them, but also need to set boundaries for yourself, boundaries for them, and keep yourself safe and promote well-being for yourself in the process. I'd love to hear from anybody who has any opinions about this podcast episode today. You can reach me through the contact form at lovewideopen.com or heididelaire.com. And if you're using the Anchor app, you can actually send me a message that may be used in a future episode. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Delaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Delaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDelaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.